Good evening. Tonight, for my short talk, I would like to talk on the subject of the model prayer. And we'll be using Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. It's referred to as the Lord's Prayer. And as I said before, Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, it says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen." And let's look at the elements of this prayer. It was simple. It was short. It was complete. And the definition of prayer, well, what is it? I believe it's a spoken or unspoken communication with God. The privilege and duty of the righteous. In James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And an act of faith. In Matthew chapter 21, verse 21, it says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall lay unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." And the purpose, to teach us how to pray. In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass that, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." The model prayer is designed to express the manner in which we are to pray, not the precise words or petitions. See the various variations in Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. The substance of this prayer is recorded by Luke. However, it varies from the form recorded by Matthew, indicating substance of the prayer is the point, not with precise words. An adoration or praise. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." And hallowed be thy name. Hallow means to render to, or to pronounce holy. "And let thy name be celebrated and esteemed as holy everywhere, and receive from all men the proper honor." As we pray, let us be mindful to whom we are directing our prayers. We are praying to God, the one that created us. And petitions. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 15, it says, "And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him, that we desired of him." In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, it says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." In James chapter 1, verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed." And thanksgiving. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God." In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, "Giving thanks for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, it says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." In additional contents, it was obedience, "Thy will be done." Our daily needs, "Give us this day our daily bread." Forgiveness, "Forgive us of our debts as we forgive others." And strength to overcome temptation. We cannot walk the walk of this life alone. And the power of God is he has the power to answer our prayers. And hindrances to prayer. The lack of faith. In James chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, it says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberality and upbraideth not, that it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." And continuing, improper attitudes. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, it says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We need to learn to forgive each other when we pray. In Luke chapter 18, verse 11, it says, "The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee. I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes for all that I possess.'" In conclusion, as children of God, no matter how hard we may strive to please God in all aspects of our lives, if we do not pray or pray properly, we will be failures. Thank you. How are we praying?